You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, how looking within can create positive changes in your life. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome to this edition of Live, Love, Engage. We are coming to you live today on social media, and I want to welcome those of you watching, as well as those of you who are listening to the audio version of the podcast, and those of you listening to this rebroadcast on your favorite podcast platform. I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you. Yeah, glad to have you here, listening, watching. So today, I just realized that I didn't have my microphone in front of me, so I'm going to just sort of move it over here real quick and hope that you can hear me a little bit better now. Oh, there we go. You know, the beauty of live television, right? Things happen, or live streaming. Okay, it's not television, live streaming. Anyway. Today, what are we talking about today? I don't have a guest today, so you're just getting me for the next little bit of time. And we're going to be talking about witnessing, actually being a witness to the thoughts and feelings that you have, and how that activity can actually create some pretty stunning positive changes in your life. I've been on this wild journey, a personal growth journey for a long time now. And this weekend just passed has been, a really, really powerful weekend for me in that I was able to really do some good work. And it's the culmination of a lot of different things that I'm doing or that I have been doing in recent weeks, couple of things that have sparked this really finally letting go of a lot of stuff that I thought I had let go of a couple of years ago. Not exactly. Some of it, you know, and that's the thing is that things that I've learned is that we're always on this journey where we're always going to be unpacking different things. And especially when you are doing work on yourself, you come to a certain point and you know, things are going good. And then something happens. You're like, I need to take another look and let's see what's going on with that. So let me tell you a little bit about some of the cool things I've been doing, and then I'll tell you what really precipitated this excellent work that I did this weekend that has borne fruit like, I'll just say that. So recently I read for the second time an excellent book that I highly recommend. It's called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. It's not a new book. It's been out there for, I think I saw it was written in 2007. I read it years ago, probably around 2009, 2010, I think. I just finished reading it a couple weeks ago, and it was really as if I'd read it for the first time. And it was so life-changing, eye-opening. Yeah, eye-opening. That's a better word for it. I also am now reading another book that talks a little bit about what Michael Singer promotes in his book, but it comes at it from a different perspective, a little bit more scientific way, I guess, in looking at how the brain works. And it's called Thresholds of the Mind. And it's written by Bill Harris, who was the founder of Centerpoint, which offers an audio meditation program that I've also just recently gone back to using again. This was something that I started doing using Holosync is what the technology they call it, but using their program, their meditation program. I started it way back in 2009, shortly after I launched my copywriting business. And I used it for many, many years. When I stopped was probably around 2018 or 19, but it was only because I had gone on, I went on a 10-day Vipassana silent meditation retreat. Yeah, 10-day retreat, I guess, to learn Vipassana. And so then I started doing that type of meditation for a while. But recently, and again, I think it was sort of sparked by reading Michael's book, that I said, you know, I think I'm going to go back and start listening to my meditation from Centerpoint again. And so I've been doing that, actually coming up on the end of 2 weeks. So I haven't been doing it very long. And I think it is also contributing to a lot of what's been going on with me. The point that both Michael Singer talks about and that Bill Harris talk about, they talk about paying attention to your thoughts and especially feelings. When you have, you know, when you go through life and something happens that upsets you perhaps or gets you angry, and to really witness, to kind of take a step back and look at, okay, what is coming up for me right now? As you know, I'm sure that we constantly have thoughts going on. And in our brain, all these thoughts are, you know, continually going on. But who is actually thinking those thoughts? Have you ever thought about that? Who is the one who is thinking about those thoughts? Who is thinking those thoughts? It's your higher self. It's that divine part of you, the spirit, the soul, whatever you want to call it. The thoughts are the things that just come out of our brain. But there's some other, you know, spirit, this other part of you that is the one who is coming up with those thoughts. Another day, I'm going to share with you something else. I also just started listening to a book by Neville Goddard today but that's too much for today. I'll do that. I'll save that for another episode. Okay. So both of them talk about the value of watching your thoughts and really being a witness to what are the thoughts going on in my head. I had an opportunity a few days ago to put this into practice in a big way. I was attending a workshop, and it was the start of day one. It was a two-day workshop, and so it's all about how to grow your business and things like that. And so part of the initial part is, you know, when you're going to, part of the way to be able to grow your business is some of the things that you need to do is to create a vision for what you want that business to look like. And it could be what I want to accomplish in the next 6 months or what I want to accomplish in the next year. And it's so important to be able to come up with this vision, because that's the only way then that you can start coming up with concrete steps to be able to accomplish that goal that you want to have happen. Anyway, I'm attending this. It's a Zoom online program. And the leader of the workshop starts is about to get ready to lead us into this visioning process where we can, you know, kind of really go within and figure out what do we want to have happen, say, over the next 6 to 12 months in our business. As I'm listening to this person, I start feeling anxious and just really getting just like this tightness in my chest and my stomach. And this is where I started putting into practice what I've been learning about and reading about. And I said, I mean, really to myself, I'm like, okay, Gloria, actually, I think I said it out loud. Okay, Gloria, what's going on? What is going on? Why? Where are these feelings coming from? What is triggering you? What is going on? And then just stopped a little bit and just was paying attention and just trying to figure out, yeah, where am I feeling this in my body? All of this angst and anxiety. And I'm like, you know, you're okay, Gloria, you're fine. You know, we're just sitting here watching a Zoom. And yet there was just something that was just going on. And so I finally decided, okay, I'm going to leave the training for a little bit. And I left the Zoom and I sat for a little bit. And I decided to go to, I'm actually currently taking a course by Derek Rydell. He's the author of Emergence and the Abundance Project. Also a really good guy. Check him out. And so I watched some of his, or actually I was listening to some of his audios and some of the program, and he had a much calmer voice and actually went over a lot of the things that I was going to be learning in this other workshop. So I kind of got the same value out of it. Long story short, I realized that my body was reacting to the person where I was having this anxiety and stuff was coming from was just picking up on her energy. It was reminding me, frankly, of my mom, and not in the best way. My mom was a wonderful woman, very strong-willed, could be very masculine in a sense. And again, not in the best way of being masculine, but overbearing sometimes and really, yeah. Whereas when I was listening to Derek, now his masculine and feminine sides are much more in balance, and he had a much more calmer energy. And I was able to receive what he was teaching, which was pretty much going to be the same stuff I was getting from that other person, but it just came in so much easier. I did some other work that later that day too, and really took a break, sat and thought about it for a while, and realized that, you know, I was having limiting beliefs were being stirred up. And in particular, I've always thought I had like this fear of success, but what it really came to me over this weekend was it was more of a fear of rejection. And how this plays out in my business was the fact that those of you who've listened to me, you've probably heard me mention this before, that my mom's brother, my uncle, was an entrepreneur, and he was essentially the only entrepreneur in our family. Everybody else worked jobs. You know, my parents, you know, everybody else, they had jobs, but he was an entrepreneur. He owned his own business. I think it was a printing business, if memory serves me. But for whatever reason, my mom did not approve of him, didn't like the fact that he was in business. I perhaps was jealous, maybe, I don't know. But the messaging I got from my mom as I started getting older was that he was a crook and he didn't care about her and he was going to like gyp her out of you know, their mother's inheritance, my grandmother, and just had this really, she started to really be angry with her brother, and she didn't like her brother. And when I was a little kid, we used to go to their house to visit. And as I grew up, we stopped seeing my uncle and my aunt socially. And really, I never was able to develop a good relationship with my uncle because of the fact that he and my mom did not get along. They did not get along. And so what I've realized is that she essentially rejected him because he was a successful businessman. And he was. I believe he was a success, because that's why it upset her for some reason. And it dawned on me is that I have been, I think, one of the reasons why I've not been as successful as I would like to be, I've been okay, but not as successful as I would like to be, is that I, down deep inside, believe that my family is going to reject me if I get successful. And I know this is not true, because my family has been always supportive of me in my business. My kids, my husband, they've been supportive of it. Why can't I say this word today? Supportive. There we go. So that's something that I can work on now, and I can retrain my brain and retrain those beliefs. Because here's the thing. Our beliefs are simply thoughts that we keep repeating over and over to ourselves, whether consciously or unconsciously. So now that I've uncovered this unconscious belief, this shadow side, in fact, now I can do something about it. Now I can start visualizing myself being successful and being surrounded by loving family who are supporting me at being successful. And it's going to be much better. Now, a follow-up to this, I said how that being this witness to the thoughts and feelings and really doing this type of work, being aware, how it can create positive changes. Well, number one, I've got this new awareness about a limiting belief. That's positive. But all of the things that I've been doing lately suddenly unleashed a torrent of creativity in me over the weekend as well, because I was sitting in the living room and I had my cat Fiona on my lap, just taking a break. This was Saturday afternoon. And all of a sudden I started thinking about, I want to host a retreat. And this has been something that's been on my mind for years. I just haven't done it. And I started thinking about all the things that I would do at this retreat. And I would like to do it around my birthday, because I'm going to be turning 60 this year. And so I looked at a calendar and was trying to find a good date to do it. And there's a full moon on Saturday before my birthday. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. This is awesome. And so I wrote an email and I sent it out to my list and to just say, hey, does this interest you? And offered, you know, talked about all the different things I want to have to do at the retreat. And I got back a couple people saying, ooh, yeah, I'm interested. Let me know. How can I help? I posted it on Facebook. Other people said, ooh, yeah, I'm interested. What can I do? I've also got a lead on a possible venue for it already too. And that was through somebody that I had met a couple weeks ago. So all of the lesson I intend to impart upon you today is the value truly of taking time for yourself. Take time to go within, to be still and know, to listen, to pay attention to your feelings, to what your thoughts are, to change them if need be, and to then be open to guidance or internal guidance, because this is part of what I teach in in my book, when I talk about the love method, it's about letting go and letting God, you know, being letting go of these beliefs that you don't serve you, that don't serve you anymore, to be able to open your heart to receive guidance, inspiration, assistance from other people, valuing what's unique about you. And that's part of what I did as well, is that I decided that one of the reasons why I wanted to do this retreat is I want to be able to share some of the gifts that I've been blessed with. I've become a Reiki practitioner, and I channeled light language, which I'll share with you later on in the podcast today. And I want to be able to share that with other people and let people know, this is another side of me that maybe you haven't been aware of before, but this is really an important part of me that I want more people to know about. So that's what's unique about me, and I want people to know. And then, of course, to embrace your divinity. That's the E in love. And that's, again, just really, you know, taking care of yourself, practicing self-care. I practice self-care by leaving that event that was upsetting me and doing something else that made me feel good. I want to share with you today a daily word that, you know, I always like to do this when I'm doing the podcast. So I want to share a daily word. And this is an oldie, because I was doing some searching and I wanted to find them one that would talk about watching. And this is one from March 26, 1956. A long time ago. I was not even alive in 1956. But my brother and sister were. They were little kids. So it says, the message is today, the affirmation, I should say, is today I watch and pray in a spirit of faith and understanding. It says, today I watch my words, I watch my thoughts, and keep them loving, true, wise, and kind. I go to God in silent prayer, opening my being to His illumination, opening my heart to His Spirit, opening my life to His blessings. I pray in the realization that I am a child of God, created in His image and likeness and filled with His life and power, His peace and joy. All through this day, I will let the blessings of Spirit permeate my every act. I will watch my attitudes. I will watch for the good in every person I meet today. I will watch for the good in every situation. I will watch with faith for the outworking of God's good purpose in everything that concerns me. And I will pray in faith, I will pray in love, I will pray in understanding. Today, I keep the high watch of truth. I keep my expectations high as I view all things from the spiritual standpoint. I watch and pray, and I am blessed in mind, body, and affairs. And of course, they always have a reading, scripture reading, and this is from Mark 14:38. Watch and pray. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that's actually a good point too, to remember as well. And this, the spirit is willing, and we have this free will. We have the will, not only free will, but we have the will within us to watch our words, to watch our thoughts, to watch our feelings. And even though I think the flesh is weak in this instance represents when we don't do that, when we just are acting on automatic pilot and we're not taking the time to really care about how do I want to be and in this moment, and how do I want to act, and how do I want to feel? Because we get to decide that. And again, that's where that will comes in. If you are unhappy, if you are angry, or whatever feelings that are coming up for you that aren't bringing you joy, stop, pause. Be curious, be like a scientist and go, okay, why am I feeling this way? Is there do I really have reason to feel this way? Or perhaps I can take a breath, calm down, let that higher self, your higher mind work instead of that primitive mind, and open yourself up to a chance to reframe things in your mind, reframe the situation, or just find a way to be able to flip it, cope with it, do something, because you always have the choice of how you want to be in every good, given situation. Every time. All right. Whew. Been covering a lot today. I trust that it has helped you. And if it has, and you'd like to, or maybe you're confused about what I said and you'd like to learn more, reach out to me. Go to engagewithgloria.com and make an appointment to talk with me. You know, it doesn't hurt anything. We'll chat for a few minutes. I'll see if I can clear things up for you. And let's just have a conversation. And now what I want to do to close out our podcast, as always, is when I do my solo episodes, I like to close with a light language message for your soul to provide some healing and grace and guidance for you today. And that's what I'm going to set the intention, is that the message that comes through me that you, I hope, will open your heart to receive will be one that will help you to be able to start to pay closer attention to yourself, pay closer attention to your feelings, to your thoughts, and give you some grace today. Yeah, just to give you some grace today. I think that's mostly it. So again, if you're listening to this podcast and you're somewhere where you're in a car, perhaps driving, you should probably pause it. Pause the podcast, go take a break for a little bit, you know, finish what you're doing, go where you need to go, and then pick this back up when you're somewhere where you can sit and relax and listen. I find it helpful to listen with your eyes closed and to just absorb the sounds, the words, syllables, music, whatever comes out of me today that the angels or whoever want to share with you today. Okay, so let's see what message will be for your highest good today. That is my intention, that this message will be for your soul's highest good and to provide you some extra grace for today. Kyan no ki salyan no hea, koson yan no ku kalye tatsia, o kono ye hatua, sen no yoko le akea. Sono i kono ki alata, o sono ko ho 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 he. Sono i kohe, posono i kale, so i chukana ki halea, ono ki kase, o kui na ke kaho, anso ye ano yatia, ono ki sa ye, okaya no kea, eso yona tia. Sono ke, sono korea ta shika ye, sono korea ta shika ne ne ba, kone ne korea ta shika ni ka ni ka ni ka, eno yoko ya sonika hiya, sono korea ta shika ne no te ka ba,
O shana ke ata, he kariya no kore pa tu shikane no tu ata, he sa no rapa kore ata shikano ko, he kariyo to tu shika mana ke ya, he sa kariya pa shikane no ko, he kari shaka ta to shakariya mo ko wa, he ka to ta shaka pa. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I am blessed to have you in my life. I am blessed to share this with you. And I would love to hear from you, especially those of you who are listening to this podcast. If something resonates with you, I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me at my website, which is GloriaRand.com. Or even GloriaGraceRand.com. But I would love to hear from you. There's a little contact button there. There's a window, I think, right on the homepage, or you can hit the contact form. But I would love to hear from you and let me know that. Let me know anything, frankly. You know, good or bad, I'm open. I'm open. Hopefully not too bad that's coming through. So I hope you'll have something positive to say, but I would love to know. And if you have any ideas for topics, or if you know a good guest for the show, share that with me as well. I'm open to hear. And of course, I encourage you to share this with a friend as well, if you got some value out of it today. Until next time, I encourage you to go out and live fully. Love deeply and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You: How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.